Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chef, with Chef Sergio Howland. We're at Vina Rosa in Santa Rosa, California. Chef, good to see you. How are you?
How's everything going? Thank you very much for the interview.
Well, everything's great because I'm here in one of these, the most gorgeous parts of Northern California. For those who have not yet been to Vina Rosa, set the scene for us. Where are we exactly and what will people discover when they come and visit Vina Rosa?
Well, Vina Rosa is pretty much at the gateway of the Russian River Valley. If you're familiar with the area, we're very famous for our Pinot Noir and Chardonnays. So surrounded by vineyards, the hotel has 92 acres of Chardonnay, of Sauvignon Blanc, and Pinot Gris. So it is just a beautiful, beautiful Tuscan architecture, small boutique hotel in the middle of the vineyard.
And I have to say, having stayed here recently, the minute you drive in, leave your car, you are transported to another world, a wonderful world where you don't have to worry about anything. Just come enjoy good food, great wine, great vibe. You got the restaurants, you got the bar, you have the pool. I mean, this is a new Vina Rosa. This is a new look, more than a facelift.
Yeah, no, no, definitely it's a completely different resort. The owners have invested a lot in the property. Now it's more contemporary, but still the touches of decoration are there. I mean, just it's a beautiful, beautiful property overall, and you're just like isolated. You just see a vineyard, you just see a sunset. You can walk through the vineyard, you can go to the vegetable garden. It is pretty much a paradise.
If you're going to be isolated anywhere, yeah. You want to be isolated here at Vina Rosa. Chef, before we get into the food and all things culinary here, we're sitting John Ash Restaurant. My condolences to you and to the Ash family, but also the family here at Vina Rosa, because John Ash, what a name, what a figure, an author, a chef, a broadcaster, a beloved local figure and chef.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember being in culinary school, and I wanted to work in the wine country. And I think we spoke about briefly before. I knew about Chef Panisse, Alice Waters, and what he did for Sonoma was pretty much the same. He is the father of the farm-to-table movement. He created a beautiful restaurant. He created more of a culture. A lot of the local chefs that are here went through this kitchen, worked in this kitchen with him. So I had the pleasure of talking to him last year for 3 or 4 times. He was a gentleman. And you cannot say that, you know, about a lot of chefs. He was a true gentleman, and it was an inspiration for a lot of young chefs.
John Ash, may he rest in peace. His name's on the menu. He lives on. Yes. His legacy continues. Let's talk about the menu here, John Ash. So many yummy things. We're heading into fall, Chef. What things are you most excited about on the menu? Shall we talk about the dish with legs first?
Yes, absolutely. You want to talk about the tacos? Because we were
talking.
I do. Yes, let's talk about tacos.
The birria tacos. I recently, I'm not going to drop any names, but a very famous chef made me some French tacos. Mais oui, c'est bon. And, you know, where the taco shell is dipped into the gravy, the jus. And but, you know, this is the way things are done also. Mexico City tacos. You know, the fatty components, the jus, the juice, the fat is important in a birria taco, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we do the birria tacos, you kind of stew the meat for long periods of time. The fat, you know, kind of usually floats to the top. A lot of people just get rid of the fat, but the fat is a lot of flavor. Fat is good. Fat is good. So what we do is that we save that fat. We kind of just drizzle a little bit on the tortillas before grilling them. And then we create the tacos. So that's the Mexican secret for you there.
Well, thank you, Chef. Gracias, gracias, Chef. I have to tell you, I mean, I will drive from San Francisco here to John Ash or to the bar right here to have your birria tacos. They are sensational. They are.
Yes, yes. I I started doing those tacos a year and a half ago or something when I was here for my interview. And the owners liked them so much, they probably got me the job. And they were like, well, now that you have the job, you need to put them on the menu. So they've been in the menu for a year and a half, and people love them.
Well, beyond the tacos, thank you for those tasty tacos. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come here and order them. You'll be happy you did. Okay, a dish with legs. Grilled octopus. What makes your grilled octopus here at John Ash special?
I love octopus. I'm in love with octopus. I learned how to do an octopus from a Catalan chef. He was my mentor. So he showed me how to do octopus and how to treat it well and how to do it, you know, for a long period of time, a very low temperature.
So that's the key, low temp, right? Low and slow?
Low and slow. I usually simmer my octopus for around 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Then I turn off the heat. I'm giving you all the secrets. So
thank you, chef.
That you turn off the heat and you just let them cool down in the liquid. So that is going to carry the cooking for another hour or so. And then you can cool them down. So what we're doing after that, we are just sharing them in the in a sauté pan with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, capers, lemon. Mine has a very kind of Spanish twist with a little bit of sofrito and the Mediterranean salsa verde. So it's just capers, garlic, herbs, lemon at the end. So very refreshing, delicious octopus.
Love
perfect
it.
For Sauvignon Blanc.
And that was going to be my next question. What would you pair a Sauvignon Blanc with your octopus?
Sauvignon Blanc would be fantastic, or maybe an unoaked Chardonnay would be delicious. Yeah. Albariño, maybe.
Oh, absolutely, why not? That's a light dish. Let's go to the main section, and we're drawn here to Mare and Montagna. I'll let you describe it. What's behind it?
So it is pretty much a combination of mare e montaña. So mare being the ocean, montaña, the mountain. So it's a combination of a seafood, you know, element to it. The butter poached Maine lobster and braised veal cheeks. What we do with that one is we actually grab or we split a vanilla bean, and then we put it with butter, you know, and then we have that at not a simmering temperature. It's just a little lower, and then we poach the Maine lobster there. For the other half of the vanilla bean, we actually sear the veal cheeks, and we do it sous vide, but then with a jus and everything, we do that the other half of the vanilla bean, mm-hmm. and then we cook those veal cheeks for 14 hours. So at the end, you do have that, you know, kind of binding element of the vanilla on both items on the dish.
My word! So if you like your as you say, the sea, the ocean, the mountains, both inspiring this dish here. Sign me up.
Yes.
Sign me up for two. Tell me about the wine program here at John Ash at Vinarosa. I know it's an important part of the story here.
Well, we have an award for our wines. We have a beautiful cellar under the kitchen, which is it's a beautiful, beautiful cellar.
And where's the key to that? The key.
It's in my office, and we can definitely go right now after this interview and try some of the wines that we have there. So we're in the wine country. So we obviously, our main focus, I would say 80% is focused on Sonoma, but we do have some Italian jewels in there, some French wines. Mm. I was just trying some wine from Pomerol. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful cellar that we have, and people can enjoy Sonoma or they can enjoy the old world as well.
For those who want to come here, chef, and just sit at the bar and have the bar experience, anyone can come for guests here, but also if you want to come, visit the bar, have some bites, all kinds of offerings there too, right?
Well, we just started, since we do this Mare Montagna that has the lobster tail, you have to do something with the claws and the knuckles. So we started doing a lobster roll, like a Maine lobster roll with a like spicy chipotle aioli in there. So it's our take on, you know, the main lobster in there. We have obviously the tacos. We have a couple of flatbreads now around the property. We have beautiful fig trees that are starting to grow and be ripe. So we have a fig, an Alto Adige, an arugula flatbread on the menu, a couple of crudos and ceviches. So we have a lot. We have a lot, in the bar for you to enjoy.
Whatever tickles your culinary joy spot, you're going to satisfy it, right? If you want to come and hang out by the pool, have some cocktails, I did that. You can do that and enjoy some bites by the pool as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are actually doing, fresh guacamole every day. we have tomatillos, we have serranos in the garden, so we do a beautiful tomatillo salsa. So if you're there, you are enjoying one of the Russian river beers at the pool, or a piña colada, or whatever it is that you want, you can have some chips and salsa and tacos and sandwiches over there as well.
Well, finally, Chef, I have to leave you with five tasty questions. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Chef Sergio, complete the sentence first. Cooking to me is...
Fun, passion.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's always in your fridge at home?
Wine. Yeah, definitely wine and craft beer.
Music to cook to, an artist, an album, one song. What might you put if you were at home to get you fired up in the kitchen? What would it be?
I am falling in love with this duet. I think it's actually from, they're from London. They are Guy J. So, you know, Google them. They are amazing. Just the vocals and the instrumentation that they have is more like a jazzy type of music.
And who is this? Do we know?
Guy J. So okay. I love them. I've been listening to them for a while now, and I just love the albums. And they put me in a good mood when I'm, you know, at home and cooking and just relaxing. I love them.
Next life, you come back as something else, not a chef. What will you be?
I would love to be a drummer, good enough to actually play jazz.
Finally, Chef, Last Supper. You can have a couple of guests at the table, dead or alive, famous or infamous, no family members. Who will those two guests be at the table? What will you eat and what will you drink?
I really look up to Martin Berasategui. He's a chef in San Sebastian, fantastic chef, but fantastic even more in person. So I would definitely invite him. I would probably invite, you know, Chris from Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
Yes. I think that would be a fun dinner.
What's going to be on the table? What are you going to be eating and drinking?
We're probably going to do something easy that we can just cook and put on the table. So maybe paella, that'd be great. Or maybe tacos, because you can just put the salsas around it and everybody can assemble their own tacos. If I don't say that my wife is invited, I'm going to be in trouble. So I need to say my wife. And I would definitely invite my father.
I love that, Chef.
I know you're breaking the rules, but...
It's okay. Rules are to be broken.
Yes.
Last word with you, Chef Sergio. For those who've not yet been to Vina Rosa, John Ash Restaurant, why should they come and visit?
Because it is just a beautiful, beautiful setting. You can just disconnect from everything, and at night you will see the vineyard and you can see the stars or you can see the moon. No sound, but just the wind hitting the vineyard. It is a magical place, and I think everybody should come and enjoy it.
Well, Chef, what a long way. 18 years old, you left Mexico City, came to America. What a journey it's been. So happy you're here at the helm. Thank you for my time.
Thank you very much.
And go Manchester United.
Oh, well, come on. You're not now you're making me upset. Man City, all the way.
We were doing so well. We both love soccer. We support different parts of Manchester. Man City, Man United. Friends, what a special place. The legacy of John Ash lives on. Chef Sergio, with all his passion and talent, it's showing up on the menu here, heading into fall, the dinner menu, lunch, the bar menu. It's all happening here at Vina Rosa. Come one, come all. More on Chef Sergio's story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.